The High Priest Who Escaped Hitler's Bunker. On September 6, 2013, Rochus Misk, who served as one of Adolf Hitler's dedicated bodyguards for most of World War II, died at the age of 96. Burkhard Nachtigal, the co-author of Mr. Misk's memoir, Der letzte Zug, The Last Witness, published in German in 2008, confirmed the death to the Associated Press. Misk and his comrade, fellow SS member Johannes Henschel, accompanied Hitler almost everywhere he went, including his Alpine retreat in Berchtesgaden and his Forward Wolf's Lair headquarters. In the spring of 1945, Mr. Misk was one of the few members of Hitler's inner circle to take up residence with him in the bunker, beneath the Chancellery, the government headquarters in Berlin. Rochus Misk was an uncaring Nazi radical once quoted as saying, "It was a good time with Hitler." Interviewing Mr. Misk in 2003, the Sunday Express, the British newspaper, put it more bluntly, calling him the most unrepentant and unapologetic Hitler supporter you could ever have the misfortune to meet. Rochus Misk did his very best to stick to the official story of Adolf Hitler's bunker suicide. But Misk possibly slipped up when he described the hasty incursion of a third man to the Führer bunker with Gestapo chief Heinrich Müller. In late April 1945, as the Soviet army neared Berlin, Mr. Misk retreated to the bunker with Mr. Henschel, Hitler, and a few others. Mr. Henschel operated the air, water, and lights, Mr. Misk the telephones, taking charge of the switchboard that connected Hitler to his men outside. On April 28, Mr. Misk saw Goebbels and Hitler's private secretary, Martin Bormann, enter the bunker with a third man. The man was a civil magistrate, who married Hitler and Braun in the early hours of the 29th. The marriage was over by about 2:30 a.m., and I wondered how I would address her, Mrs. Hitler, Mr. Misk told the Sunday Express. Margalit Fox, Rochus Misk, bodyguard of Hitler, dies at 96, International New York Times, September 6, 2013. Who was the puzzling third man that entered the Berlin bunker in the final days of Hitler's war? The third man is a 1949 British film noir, directed by Carol Reed and starring Joseph Cotten, Alida Valli, Orson Welles, and Trevor Howard. It is the story of a corrupt instigator who steals from military hospitals and makes an effort to avoid exposure by faking his death and escaping by way of underground tunnels. It is particularly remembered for its atmospheric cinematography, performances, and musical score, and it is considered one of the greatest films of all time. During the last days of Hitler's life, Misk followed him to live underground, protected by the Führer bunker's heavily reinforced concrete ceilings and walls. But the devoted bodyguard Rochus Misk admitted that he had never seen the third man before. On April 28, Misk saw Propaganda Minister Joseph Goebbels and Hitler confidant Martin Bormann enter the bunker with a man he had never seen before. "I asked who it was and they said that's the civil magistrate who has come to perform Hitler's marriage," Misk said. That night, Hitler and longtime mistress Eva Braun were married in a short ceremony. Hitler's bodyguard Rochus Misk dies, Sky News, September 6, 2013. A civil magistrate is charged with the meeting out of the law, as distinguished from an ecclesiastical authority. But the marriage of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun on the eve of their deaths was a symbolic rite to exemplify the pseudo-religious aspects of Nazism. It is often claimed by skeptics that Hitler and the Nazis were Christians. However, their swastika religion incorporated Vedic and Germanic rites and beliefs from alleged Aryan ancestors. The Nazi Führer established a type of Antichrist empire and was worshipped like an occult god. Himmler devised new festivals to take the place of such Christian events as Christmas and Easter, and he wrote out baptism and marriage ceremonies, though he believed harem-like polygamy would best serve the interests of the SS elite. Heinrich Himmler also issued instructions on the correct manner of committing suicide. Hitler's chief propagandist Joseph Goebbels said in an announcement on April 19, 1936, "Germany has been transformed into a great house of the Lord where the Führer as our mediator stands before the throne of God." After his forces quickly conquered France in 1940, the Nazi Führer claimed that he was now more godlike than human, and was no longer bound by the conventions of human morality. The foundation of the SS cult became the Castle of Wolfsburg in Westphalia, which Heinrich Himmler bought as a ruin in 1934 and rebuilt over the next 11 years at a price tag of 13 million marks. The castle's central banqueting hall contained a vast round table with 13 throne-like seats to accommodate Himmler and 12 of his closest apostles, making, as some occult writers have pointed out, a coven of 13. Beneath this vestibule was a hall of the dead, where plinth stood around a stone table. As each member of the inner circle of the SS died, his coat of arms would be burned and, together with his ashes, placed in an urn on one of these plinths for veneration. In 2016, Himmler's 13,000-volume occult library was discovered in the Czech Republic. Himmler's unapproachable occult corps, Geheimniswahlkorps, kept an eye on every secret society in Germany. Since marriage ceremonies had previously been devised for the SS elite, it is to be expected that someone presumed from Himmler's occult corps, not a common civil magistrate, sanctified Hitler's perfect Nazi bride. Bodyguard Rochus Misk never talked about that final enigma of the bunker. Did an occultist Hitler double get away disregarded from the Berlin Chancellery Führer bunker? According to various reports, loyal ministers of the occult corps frequently claimed that it was British agent Aleister Crowley, the self-proclaimed Beast 666, who puppeteered Rudolf Hess, see page 235, and controlled the Third Reich from behind the scenes. The origin of Hitlerism and its relation to the occult have been a part of popular culture. Nazism was a neo-pagan religion with Hitler as a god. National Socialist bride schools dictated women to marry not in churches, but in neo-pagan ceremonies before an altar bedecked with SS runes and oak leaves, worshipping not God or Jesus Christ, but Adolf Hitler. Alan Hall, How to Become the Perfect Nazi Bride, Daily Mail. August 12, 2013. Rochus Misk described details of the bunker suicide scene. Suddenly, I heard somebody shouting to Hitler's attendant, "Ling, Ling, I think it's happened." They'd heard a gunshot, but I hadn't. I saw Hitler slumped with his head on the table. I watched as they wrapped Hitler up. His legs were sticking out as they carried him past me. The next day the drama continued. Down in the bunker, the six children of Germany's new leader Joseph Goebbels were drugged and murdered. It was their own mother Magda who killed them. Straight after Hitler's death, Mrs. Goebbels came down to the bunker with her children, Mr. Misk recalls. She started preparing to kill them. She couldn't have done that above ground. There were other people there who would have stopped her. That's why she came downstairs, because no one else was allowed in the bunker. She came down on purpose to kill them. The kids were right next to me and behind me. We all knew what was going to happen. It was clear. I saw Hitler's doctor, Dr. Stumpfegger, give the children something to drink. Some kind of sugary drink. Then Stumpfegger went and helped to kill them. All of us knew what was going on. An hour or two later, Mrs. Goebbels came out crying. She sat down at a table and began playing patience. Steve Rosenberg, I was in Hitler's suicide bunker, BBC News, September 3, 2009. Before Misk's death, Spiegel reported, former Chancellor Willy Brandt once visited him, he recalls, as did many filmmakers. But Misk never talks about the last secret surrounding the final days in the bunker. Every minute of those last days is on record, everything except for who shot Hermann Fegelein, the SS general married to Eva Braun's sister. Fegelein was Heinrich Himmler's liaison officer with Hitler and left the bunker without permission on April 27. Arrested in his Berlin apartment, the SS general was executed on April 29. Misk says he knows who pulled the trigger, but won't reveal his identity, even though he is dead. He says Hitler didn't have Fegelein shot, contrary to a claim by the late historian Joachim Fest. He only demoted him. Misk prefers to talk about Hanna Reich, the pilot who wanted to fly the Goebbels. Six children out of Berlin. He says Goebbels wanted to rescue the children but that his wife Magda had them all killed out of loyalty to Hitler. After they had been killed, she played cards. He recalls seeing Eva Braun sitting dead in the corner of the sofa, her head turned to Hitler, her knees pulled up to her chest, she had a dark blue dress on and a white frill on her collar. Ralph Simon, Interview with Hitler's Bodyguard, The Secrets of Hitler's Last Living Aide, Spiegel Online International, July 30, 2007. Misk said, I had noticed that Mueller from the Gestapo was there and he was never usually around. I said to my comrade Henschel, the mechanic, maybe we will be killed for being the last witnesses. Misk fled with others into the rubble of Berlin. Working his way through cellars and subways, Misk surfaced after hearing German spoken above through an air's haft. But the voices came from soldiers that were taken prisoners, and the Soviet guards grabbed him as well. Following the German surrender on May 7, 1945, Misk was taken to the Soviet Union, where he spent the next 9 years in prisoner of war camps before being allowed to return to Berlin in 1954. Rochus Misk was finally reunited with his wife Gerda, and his daughter Brigitte Jacob Engelken, on New Year's Eve 1953. Father and daughter seemed to have little in common. They argued. Then Brigitte's maternal grandmother let her into an amazing secret. Brigitte's mother was Jewish. My grandmother said to me, I think it's good to keep in touch with your roots. But don't tell your mother. She doesn't want that. Mr. Misk refused to accept that his wife was Jewish. Steve Rosenberg, My Father Was Hitler's Bodyguard, BBC News, September 4, 2009. Rochus Misk's strange account of a Nazi wedding ceremony with Eva Braun raised an officially suitable concern, did an occult corps priest escape from the Führer bunker? Misk's eyewitness report of a third man gave weight to the premise of Hitler's double. It was a black day in Berlin. Prisoners were being moved. A mysterious aircraft lingered on a makeshift airstrip in the Tiergarten Park near the Brandenburg Gate. The third man leisurely stepped into the top-secret aircraft. The Gestapo mole was a hairless old gentleman, dressed as a white-robed SS orderly. Some thought he was a civil magistrate who had come to perform a Nazi marriage. The shadowy vehicle abruptly lifted into the twilight and vanished from view. The last transfer had been done. The suicide mission was accomplished. Soviet fighters broke through the German lines and suspected they had just seen the Führer's escape.